Welcome to the Flow Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy, recording at 12:58 PM, that is Pacific Summer Time. Today is June 2nd. Well, I thought we'd kick off today with the dollar index again, and it was down again in here today, although it was off the lows. We've had a persistent decline for the last 7 or 8 sessions. It's back below the trend mean. On other occasions when it's fallen below the trend mean, it has rebounded. The big question now is really about, have we seen more than a short-term peak for the dollar? And to answer that question, I think we need to look at individual currency pairs, because the euro, for example, has rallied impressively. It is now back above its trend mean. It is through the psychological 110 level. It has broken the sequence of lower rally highs. It did that back in March, wasn't able to hold it, and we had an acute bout of volatility, but subsequently it has been able to push back above that level. So there is the potential that the biggest constituent of the dollar index is a candidate for where the dollar may have peaked, and we may be seeing a near-term to medium-term low in the euro, and not least because there is the potential that some of the most intransigent problems that Europe has had are on the cusp, at least, of potentially being addressed. So that's a very caveated case for hope, but it's better than no case for hope, and I think that is what is being priced into markets. It's part of the reason why the Eurostox index has been rallying and was up again in positive territory today, in the region of about 2% for the vast majority of the European markets. Then you have the fact that the pound has also been steadying in here. It was up another 55 ticks in here today, close above the psychological 125 area. It's approximating the region of the trend mean. There hasn't really been a clearly defined trend over the course of the last 3 years. We certainly have the failed downside break below 120. But the big question then is, where's the upper side of the range? Is it in the region of 135, or are we looking more at 140? Either way, the price is still significantly below either one of those. There is the clear scope here that we're going to see additional upside for the UK. And that is potentially driven by significant monetary and fiscal stimulus and the reopening of the economy. And Europe and the UK are perhaps further along in the reopening process than the USA is. So it is rational, at least in the short term, to perhaps give them the benefit of the doubt, particularly in view of the fact that there is now a clear willingness to expand into the realm of fiscal stimulus, whereas that has been something that has really been off the board for most of the last decade. The other big constituent of the dollar index is the yen, and the yen was down in a rather dynamic manner in here today. So shown inversely here, we have the dollar rallying against it. Now that's, I think, an important characteristic, because it helps to highlight why the dollar index wasn't able to hold all of its decline. Yes, the dollar index didn't hold all of its decline today, probably because of the strength of the dollar against the yen. And the Nikkei index was up another 1.19% in here today and continuing to extend its advance. This is being driven both by the willingness of the Japanese monetary and fiscal authorities to throw stimulus at the economy, also the fact that the Bank of Japan now owns a very significant proportion of the free float in equity ETFs in Japan. So there is outright support for the market coming through from the monetary authority, and that is helping to support prices. It's also evident in the second section index, which is so often a leader. It was in additional positive territory today. It has pushed back above the psychological 6,000 level, and that is looking really quite positive. Then when we look at the Atlantis Japan Growth Fund, it was able to push back above its trend mean in here today, and certainly it's looking increasingly like a failed downside break following that bout of volatility that we had in February and March. I guess it's also worth reminding ourselves that this fund peaked 2 years ago. So there's probably been some rotation within the fund to benefit from the rebound that we've just had. Now, when we look at the Asia dollar index, well, there is at least near-term support in the region of 100. It was in additional positive territory in here today. The biggest constituent of the index is the Chinese renminbi, and the renminbi was in additional positive territory versus the dollar, at least in here today. I think it is worth continuing to keep an eye on the euro renminbi cross, and there we can see that there hasn't been any real measurable strengthening of the renminbi. In fact, the renminbi the euro is at the upper side of the range that's persisted for 3 years. And of course, China does a lot more business with Europe than it does with the USA. And a significant devaluation of the currency would therefore impact its exports to Europe much more than it would to the USA. What we can also, I think, conclude is that they are much more active in controlling how the currency performs versus the euro than they are versus the dollar. The Australian dollar is among the best performing currencies over the last month, and it was up in additional positive territory in here today. It has cleared the region of the trend mean and is rapidly closing in on the 70 cent level. Having completely unwound the accelerated decline, it's on the cusp of breaking the 2 year downtrend. And that, I think, is a testament both to the fact that Australia has very effectively contained the risk from the coronavirus, but then also there is the additional fact that because it has been able to do that, then its supply of key commodities has not been impacted, and the price of iron ore continues to firm, not least because of the downward pressure that is being put on the Brazilian economy. But nonetheless, the Brazilian real has steadied, and it has found at least near-term support in the region of 6. Now, I don't think that we're at a point yet where we could conclude that this is more than a short-term low for the real. In order to confirm that, we would need to see a retest of the 6 level and then a sustained move through the trend mean. And that's probably many months in front of us, but we certainly have a new short-term low. And we also have a significant low in the Mexican peso, which has also been among one of the best performers internationally. Now, that one has almost completely unwound its oversold condition relative to the trend mean. Well, what this is clearly suggesting is that commodity-related currencies are strengthening, and that there is a significant commonality to the entire sector. Now, part of the reason for the strength that we're seeing in commodity-related currencies is because oil prices have, in all likelihood, found at least a near-term low. And Brent crude continues to extend its rebound, and it pushed up and out of this range yesterday, improved upon it today. It's rapidly unwinding its oversold condition relative to the trend mean. I do think that we've seen the low. I also think that it is going to be difficult for oil prices to sustain a move through the $60 level, but that's a big range, and a move from 20 to 60 is not inconsiderable. And I think it is likely we're going to see something akin to that kind of advance. But when we start to string all of this together, well, we're just not seeing that there is a lot of demand for dollars, that there is now a I think a better argument to think about how to sell dollars, buy something else with them. And there are some value opportunities that are being captured, not least in Europe, but also in international markets, in the emerging markets. Usually it is dollar weakness is one of the clearest foundations for people to start to become interested in the emerging markets. The Latin America dollar index has found at least near-term support around 40. Now, it has been trending downwards for nearly a decade. And the recovery in oil prices and other industrial resources could be a catalyst for additional strength in Latin American currencies. They're certainly cheap. In fact, if we zoom out and look at more back history, well, we can see that the level of these currencies is way below where it was in 2008. There has been a massive devaluation overall. So there is obviously the potential for a value opportunity to appear in some of these Latin American countries. Now, obviously, they are the epicenter of risk right now in terms of their exposure to the coronavirus, but that will pass, just like it has passed everywhere else. And these currencies do start to look like better, or I think more confidence inducing at the very least. Now, the BlackRock Latin America Investment Trust came all the way back down to the lows it posted in early 2016, and it has bounced. It's trading at a discount right now of about 7.3%. So that is not nearly as wide as we've seen on previous occasions. But nonetheless, it is certainly wider than we've seen back when Latin American investments were highly fashionable in 2009 and 10. Well, if we're seeing that the dollar is weakening and the yen is weakening, well, there may be some downward pressure on gold. Gold prices have done fantastically well in the aftermath of the big pullback in March. So they were a victim of contagion selling in March, and that was a significant factor. Then they subsequently rebounded. But the much broader picture here is that gold has been rallying for at least a year, and it has completed a 7-year base formation. Now, it is quite overextended relative to the trend mean in the short term, so we cannot rule out the potential that there may be some additional volatility. There has been some safe haven buying, but that is not the only reason that people have been investing in gold over the course of the last year. The much more compelling reason is because governments are increasingly indulging their most, I think, profligate in temptation to devalue their currencies in order to give the people what they want, which is more money. We're increasingly in a debt monetization cycle, very similar to what we had in the early 1970s. The quantity of debt, however, is multiples today of what it was then. We've had a 40-year compression in yields. We've also had a significant compression in living standards since China was brought into the World Trade Organization. That represented the export of millions of jobs to China. Nothing has replaced the earning potential of manufacturing jobs for less educated people, and they have experienced a massive loss in the purchasing power of their labor. That has contributed to the disaffection, the rise of populism, and then the popular protest movement that is currently underway. The whole rationale today is Black Lives Matter, but that is really only a pale semblance of the underlying problems that are existing within a number of different countries, not simply in the USA, that have contributed to the rise of populism and are they permeate through all races, all classes, and that this is obviously something that is going to have to be factored into the political process. Well, we're likely to have a fair deal of really quite aggressive commentary coming through over the next 5 months because of the US presidential election in November. One thing that we can be pretty much assured of is that there's going to continue to be additional liquidity poured into the market. Now, the Dow Jones was up again in here today, and it has just about unwound its oversold condition relative to the trend mean. The S&P 500 is pulling away from the 3,000 level, and that was the minimum condition to suggest that we are back in a medium-term demand-dominated environment. It could have represented a significant area of resistance, and it hasn't. It has, in fact, gone straight through this level. Now, the next big question is about the Nasdaq. It has now come within just a few points of its all-time peak. It has been pausing below this 10,000 level now for the last 4 months. We've had a rivetingly consistent progression of higher reaction lows from the low in March. Now the question is it going to punch straight through and on to new recovery highs, or are we going to have some consolidation first? Well, the jury is out on that because there has been a swamping of the global markets in liquidity being fired from all sides by central banks and governments everywhere, and that is inflating asset prices in all markets. So I think there is the potential, at least, that we're going to continue to see additional upside. In fact, we're likely to continue to see that until we get inflation. Right now, the markets are rallying on bad news because that would delay the lockdown ending. It would delay the market getting back to its full potential. The reality is that the vast majority of this assistance hasn't contributed to inflation because of the collapse in the velocity of money in response to the lockdowns. But economic activity is picking up, and everywhere that lockdowns have ended, people have started queuing outside of stores. People do want to get back to their normal routine, and that is one of the only things that's going to get people back into jobs. But once the velocity of money picks up, then this enormous amount of liquidity that has been poured into the market, which is approaching 10 trillion, is something that will have potentially inflationary pressures later. And of course, earnings are going to have to come back in a very aggressive manner to justify valuations where they are right now. Of course, if one is investing on a liquidity basis, then you're not worried about valuations. But valuations do matter when they eventually start to contract. That's not a problem in the short term. We're still in a highly liquidity-rich environment, and therefore there is the potential that we can see markets rally further. But we're back in the region of the peaks. It is a potential area where we could get some consolidation, but a clear downward dynamic would be required to signal that that is in fact underway. I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.